Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Akiyemi. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the time you are taking to listen and share this podcast on your social media platform. Star ratings for the podcast are also welcome. Returning and new listeners are such a pleasure to me. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when I post something new. I am a licensed mental health professional, but this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. All necessary information about the episodes will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. So today is October the 10th, 2023, and this is the day of my 55th birthday anniversary. Now, I don't really care much about how telling people how old I am. That doesn't bother me. There's nothing anybody can do with the number of my years on this planet. Nothing. It just means this is how many years I have been on this planet. So it's just a number to me. But one thing that I took notice of on this day is when I woke up, I wasn't in any pain because I struggle with some chronic pain issues, but I woke up with no pain today. I woke up with joy on my heart, and I woke up. That is a beautiful thing. But the other thing that I took notice of, and I love this, is when I woke up, my daughter and my son-in-law were woke and they heard me going to the restroom and they wished me happy birthday. But with wishing me a happy birthday, my daughter, she sang, we have a special birthday song that we sing to everybody when it's their birthday. She sang that song to me. And then I got a very good hug from my daughter and a very good hug from my son-in-law. And it was the hugs that like put fire in my heart. It just made me feel so good. I don't know if everybody is aware of this, but when you hug someone skin to skin or just flesh to flesh, you get a hormone called oxytocin. And they said a hug a day keeps the doctor away. Well, maybe I made that up, but oxytocin is that feel-good hormone that everyone needs. And getting those two hugs at the beginning of my day made such an impact on me. And it also reminded me that my regular day-to-day life goes without those hugs. It goes without contact. Why? Because I'm single and because I don't have friends who live locally. All of my friends and really good deep connections are from people that live in different states, also in different continents. And that's kind of hard for me to deal with or come to terms with because I don't get the opportunity to hug anyone mostly on a day-to-day basis. Now, I could absolutely hug my daughter, hug my son-in-law, and hug my teenage grandson who lives with me. But the thing is we don't do that pretty often. We don't do that often. Now, I will always try to be intentional about giving my daughter hugs, you know, because we work on schedules that allow us to see each other sometimes in the morning and in the evening. But throughout the rest of the day, I'm usually home by myself. And I'm usually, because I work from home, I'm usually alone. So I don't get the opportunity to really connect with people on a day-to-day basis, but it made me appreciate and look forward to getting a hug from them this morning. So I want you to take notice of practicing awareness by savoring any connections that you have. If you are someone who is in relationships with someone and you live with them, I want you to take a moment to just appreciate the fact that you have the ability to hug someone every day, even kiss someone, you know, every day, whether it's kissing on the forehead, kissing on the lips, it doesn't matter, but you have the opportunity to make a physical connection with somebody. And I want you to savor those moments, because there may come a time in your life where you don't have that available to you. And not having those physical connections can at some point cause sadness and loneliness because there's no physical connection. And I believe, my opinion, that we all need physical touch at least once or twice a week in order to maintain good mental health. That's just my opinion, and there is no rhyme or reason to any of this. It's just something that I took notice of. My hope is that you, whoever's listening, will absorb more of the good times and the physical connection that you have, so they become so implanted in your subconscious that you'll go out of your way to make those types of connections on a regular basis. Think about what it would be like if you didn't have what you currently have. Wouldn't that be an issue for you? Well, it is an issue for me, because sometimes I don't really take notice of what I've missed out on or what I'm missing until I take notice that I don't have it anymore. Like, I truly don't have it anymore. Or when somebody hugs me and then I'm like, man, getting that hug felt so good. How can I make more of an intentional moment to have or get more hugs in my regular day-to-day or weekly life? Because when it's gone, it is gone. So you can do whatever you need to do to create those moments by being intentional. So practice savoring all of the moments that you currently have, and then look for ways to intentionally get those moments more and more every day. So this is a short little episode, but it is something that is so important and so vital to human connection and to good mental and physical health that I needed to come in and say this on this day, because it is just something that I really did not realize that I am so deeply missing in my life now. So on my 55th birthday, on this October the 10th, I am going to look to be more intentional about giving hugs and getting hugs. In the meantime, everyone, good mental health, good spiritual health, and as always, good physical health. Y'all take great care. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I sure hope you enjoyed that episode. Please feel free to share us on your social media platform or give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can reach me on my website at unhackedmind.com or life-counseling-transitions.com. All this information will be in the show notes. All right, take care, and I hope you come back.